Okay. We want you to start out real soft, and then Barry's going to lead this side in the singing. And the crowd is divided right here. Everyone on this side is going to chant. It goes like this. Obreros unidos, jamás serán vencidos. Obreros unidos, jamás serán vencidos. Obreros unidos, jamás serán vencidos.
Soledad pa' siempre. Soledad pa' siempre.
Brothers and sisters, hermanos y hermanas, ahora para bendecir la finca, now for the blessing of the building, Father Eugene Boyle, el Padre Eugene Boyle.
Oh, excuse me just a moment.
Sure. What's
his name? Miley Camp is looking for her parents. Miley Camp?
Right
oh.
Right there.
We're going to ask the Lord's blessing on this house, as we said during the liturgy earlier. First of all, the blessing on all of those who conceived the idea, those who brought it to completion, all those who worked on it, all the farm workers who by their blood and sweat and tears contributed in any way to bringing this about. A blessing, too, upon all who live in the house, those who live now and those who will in the future. And we're also going to ask that this but be one house of many that will be built throughout this country to house retired farm workers. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. The Lord be with you and with your spirit. Let us pray. O Lord God Almighty, bless this village, retirement village. In it may there be health, victory, strength, goodness of heart, gentleness, full of all your gracious and kind gifts. And may this blessing remain upon this place and upon those who live here now and forever. Amen.
Thank you very much, Father. Jim Drake, are you here? Jim Drake, who's in charge of the boycott in Los Angeles. Jim Drake, encargado del boycott in Los Angeles. Will you come?
Tape 6, Agbayani, June 15th, 1974.
For all the people that are here from Los Angeles, and on behalf of them, I want to say to the workers who built these buildings and put their life and sweat and time into them, that we are deeply appreciative for their sacrifice and that everything they've done in order to make this day possible. I would like to say that I have been given a particular honor, and that is to introduce the Executive Secretary of the Federation of Labor for the County of Los Angeles. And we have something particular to display once he gets up here, and it's really a gift to all the farm workers from the organized labor of Los Angeles County. So I'm asking Brother Sig Erowitz to come up, and I want to introduce him, but before I do, I want to tell you that the County Federation of Labor in of the AFL-CIO in Los Angeles has put together a package with the RTD, that's the bus company in Los Angeles, to put these signs on the backs of 140 buses that'll go for 3 months. Si se puede, 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 si se puede. This a contract's been signed by the AFL-CIO with the RTD, and these signs will be on the backs of 140 buses for 3 months, and maybe longer if we have a good effect.
Compañero Jim Drake nos enseñó un letrero que va a estar en los camiones en Los Ángeles, de los camiones de la transportación pública, 140 camiones. Llevarán esta insignia que vieron pidiendo que no compren la uva ni la lechuga. Y el compañero, quien es el presidente de la Confederación de Trabajadores del FLCIO en Los Ángeles, el compañero Zygmunt Erowitz, fue el que pagó el pato y aquí está con nosotros. Muchas gracias, bienvenido.
Brother Cesar. Sisters and brothers, I am really proud and delighted to be here today and to participate in this ceremony. But first, I think it's only proper to tell you that when an executive officer of a union stands up and gets applause, he is just the symbol of all of the people who have done the job. And so I think that I must say to you that the applause for the bus sign must be shared by a great many people. First, I'd like to give recognition to Barbara Nardella, who has, from the beginning, worked so hard to assist the Farm Workers Union in Los Angeles. Barbara, will you raise your hand? And Brother J.J. Rodriguez, who's the president of the Los Angeles County Federation of Labor and the chairman of the Farm Workers Support Committee. I know J.J. is here. J.J., where are you? Raise your hand. There he is right there, the distinguished, handsome man who just stepped out of Esquire.
I'm going to call him to come up.
He's a J.J., will you come on up here? I'll talk in English and he'll translate what I say. And then Brother Al Hernandez, who is a staff representative of the County Federation. Al, there you are right over there. Al has worked very hard and has had many achievements. As I think I ought to tell you, the executive secretary, just when the people say, here is what we ought to do, he says, okay, do it. And then he signs a check and he worries that the check doesn't bounce.
right, now I want to just say a few words about your dedication ceremony and a little bit about support. And I have a little time, Cesar. All right, first of all, I think that it is important to voice the earnest wish that the day comes very soon that there are no more martyrs of the Farm Workers Union to whom to dedicate buildings to. And that the future buildings, and there may be many, many of them, be dedicated to triumphs, dedicated to all of the things that have happened on the great march of the road to success of the United Farm Workers of America. And now I want to say something that this typifies. You know, the people who want to demean the Farm Workers Union, who want to belittle it, say, they're not a trade union, they are a social crusade. Now, I think it is imperative that we all recognize that the best of trade unionism is a social crusade. The ideals of the labor movement is to lift up those who have been wretched. And this has gone on now for more than a century. To take the people from the mines and the mills and the factories and now from the farms and enrich their lives and make it possible for them to enjoy the good things of life, those things that until just recently were the exclusive property of the wealthy, of the owners. And now they must be shared by the working people. And this is our crusade to change the class structure of America, not necessarily through revolution. It doesn't have to happen through revolution. But the American labor movement has been a great revolutionary force because it has taken working people who spent their lives in poverty and have made it possible for them to live comfortably. And this is the struggle we must have for the farm workers, and we cannot stop until it has been successful. And so when you dedicate this building and the purpose for which you are dedicating it is part of the social crusade. It is part of the pledge you have made that the farm workers, when they are children of farm workers, when they are working and when they have been unable to work, when they retire, shall have lives of decency, of comfort, and of self-respect. And we must work together to achieve this. And now, one more point, and that is the question of support of the boycott, because the name of the game is support. I heard over and over again your executive board members reiterated the message they brought from all over. If you are ready to continue the struggle, we are ready to continue the support. Well, that is so in Los Angeles, too, and we know you are continuing the struggle. And we shall continue the support. And that support will go on until the eagle is on every crate of grapes and on every crate of lettuce. And when that is the label, then the boycott can end, and together we shall enjoy the great success and the achievements of the Farm Workers Union. Thank you. I want Sister Barbara Nardello to step up so you'll see who you are. Sister Nardello has been very, very helpful to us in Los Angeles for many, many years, and I want you to give her a great applause. I want you to meet her. She's Brother Arrowitz's assistant. She wants to say hello, but she's too scared of this, so she says hello. Brothers and sisters, we have the Sigar, what's with you again, please?
I was carried away before because I also wanted to mention that there are a great many trade union representatives here. There were many cars here that we've seen, and we've said hello to many people, and some of them even have checks that they're going to present, and many have come up with food. I just want to say that for Los Angeles. Now, about a year ago, my brother Rodriguez and I were up here to walk a picket line in Lamont, and we went to a meeting at Lamont that night, and Cesar introduced them, and I learned that JJ is Hota Hota. And so it is my pleasure to introduce a man who is a leader of the Butchers and Meat Cutters Union in Los Angeles and who is the president of the Los Angeles County Federation of Labor and has been a dedicated supporter of the United Farm Workers of America and is leading in the boycott fight, our brother and president, Hota Hota Rodriguez.